Tuesday was also Election Day in Maricopa County, and that meant voters in dozens of school districts got to decide if those schools are allowed to boost funding for K-12 public education. KJZZ's Ben Giles stayed up late to keep an eye on the early results released so far. He's up early with us this morning. Hey, Ben.
Good morning.
Lots of coffee, I hope.
Lots.
So there were dozens of school districts where officials were asking voters that live in those districts, let us spend more, please. How did voters respond to that?
Overall, positively. It was a really positive election for people who say traditional public schools need more money. For example, voters in the state's biggest district, that's Mesa Public Schools, appear to be approving a budget override. That continues an override that's been in effect since 1995, and it works out to an extra $18 million a year for Mesa Public Schools. It's also noteworthy because voters 2 years ago rejected an extension of that same override by about 2,600 votes, so that's a good turnaround for Mesa.
Now, still just early results, but those results are not as good for five districts across Maricopa County. What can you tell us about those?
Well, so Peoria, one of the biggest districts in the state, things aren't looking good there. Only about 620 votes or so separate those for and against a $33 million override. There were a couple other districts on the losing end, Saddle Mountain, Palo Verde, Liberty Unified, and an override and bond in Dysart aren't going so well.
All right, so you reported on Monday that some public school advocates were keeping an eye on the West Valley. You just mentioned Dysart may reject more funding, but are those advocates pleased overall?
Definitely, yeah. Other than Dysart, West Valley districts were much more supportive of those spending requests. We're talking places like Deer Valley, Buckeye, Gilbert. Before the election, I talked to Don Penich Thacker of Save Our Schools Arizona about what losing some of those elections would mean for organizations like hers that want voters statewide to approve even more funding for K-12 public schools in 2020.
Yeah, it would definitely be a signal to groups like Save Our Schools Arizona, the legislature, to all the groups that, you know, care about education. It would be a sign that we need to work a lot harder to get people to understand that our public schools are starving.
So, yeah, that was the bad news hypothetical. But instead, SOS Arizona can now happily say, and they did put out a statement last night, that most voters favor extra funding for schools, even if that means paying higher property tax bills. And as for those districts where the news isn't as good, they vowed to work extra hard to convince voters that maybe next time, vote yes.
So it was also a big night in Scottsdale, about 70% of voters approving $313 million in projects, not a school district, but a municipal election. What will those funds be used for now?
Yeah, that was actually significant because it's the first time in nearly two decades that Scottsdale voters approved a major bond proposal, and there were three of those questions. So the first one, that's going to help pay for improvements to several senior centers, community centers, parks and recreation facilities. Question number two, we're talking infrastructure repairs. That's also to some tourism hotspots like the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. We're talking additional parking in Old Town Scottsdale. And the third, this one got the most support, 73% so far. That's for public safety. So new fire stations, bulletproof glass at police stations, and an upgrade to the city's 911 system.
So of course, this is all based on early results. When are we expecting any updates?
Right. So the one batch of ballots that was released yesterday, those were ballots that were mailed in and dropped off before Tuesday, before Election Day. The county recorder's office says they'll have another update posted online no later than 5 p.m. this afternoon, and they're going to have to make daily updates as they count those quote-unquote late early ballots that were dropped off on Election Day. But we should note this was an all-mail ballot, so people weren't waiting in line to vote at the polls yesterday, and depending on how many of those late earlies there were dropped off on Tuesday, the results might not change that much at all.
All right. That is KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, we'll look for you for updates as soon as results are posted. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks.